put your hay in there in the manger for your animals to eat it. And
now, were there different types of corrals?
Well, I think we had maybe poles. You know, you get what you call poles, would be the smaller, like logs or timber that you could get out of the mountains years
ago. Now, is that like a rail?
Well, a rail, they're split, aren't they? These were more like round, but smaller poles, you know, or like logs, you know, like a big log, it's big here that they used to build. That type that they used quite a lot, and maybe they had lumber or whatever they had to build it out of. But we didn't have a big herd of stock, you know, like in the hundreds, you know, like they have now. Wears a cap a lot in the winter because he's pretty bald. He don't go around bare-headed anyway.
Yeah, I see.
But it's not one that comes down here. And they had them that used to fold under the, what did they call them, ear?
Muffs?
A lot of the ear muffs was something you put over your ears. But, well, anyway, these are saying what it was. They'd fold, you know, when you didn't want them down, you could fold them up under and they fit right around. Then the others, you could pull them down over your ears. But it was, anyway, something to cover your ears, I suppose you might call them the same, earmuffs.
I see. And were there different types of work clothes, summer and winter?
Well, I suppose that you'd maybe wore lighter. Yes, I'm sure you'd wear... I know my husband in the winter, he generally wore heavy, warm shirts and wool, pretty much wool underwear. I think men did, you know, when they work out in the winter and they're feeding stock and it's cold, you've got to have warm clothes.
Well,
and in the summer, you'd wear lighter, you know, but it's most always like work clothes, like overalls or trousers, like some kind like that for work.
Would there be any other word you would use besides trousers? Did they ever use the word?
Well, or pants.
Okay. Did they use that as frequently in the old days?
Well, I think so. It seemed like old land. I don't know, your overalls or your pants, and then I think you'd use more like a good, if say more, a better clothes that you'd want to wear, like a suit, you'd say pants.
I see.
I think you did more so.
Trousers was more
much
of a work
about,
word.
Yeah, more of a...
I see. And to keep up your trousers...
Oh, they had suspenders.
Okay. And that's what they called them.
And they even wear them now. They wear them now.
Uh-huh,
and
that.
I know Louis has some, yeah.
What about on their feet? What were they? What kind of...
Oh, just...
Winter and summer.
Well, they had... I think my father always just wore a fairly... common heavier type of shoe, work shoe, and then they had overshoes, as they called them those days. It was more like overshoes you put on that buckled. It wasn't these fancier ones that they have nowadays that zip, and they didn't have those, I know.
What about boots? Did they ever wear cowboy
well,
boots?
Yes, they were, yeah, in boots and cowboy boots, as they were, you know, with a heel.
Now, have you ever heard of something called a jersey? You know what a jersey is? They might have kept worn to keep warm.
Yeah, well, they're more like a sweater type, I think, to slip over a jersey. If I would, I would say that was maybe what you call a jersey, I think.
And that's what they called them back
yeah.
then. I see.
And then they used to have coats that they call Macintosh, and they were wore. I think they were heavier, more wool material. And quite often plaids and, you know, like that. But they were, I think, mostly called wool, made them as wool.
That's great. Now we can talk about something about